Hello, everyone, and
Hi,
welcome.
everybody, and welcome.
I
Hi to Mr. Pickums and the man not like her. Coming to you straight from Arizona.
one of us.
One of us. Yeah.
You know what?
Actually, when they hear this, I'll be back in California, so I lied.
I literally did posted the one with Michael. Somebody said, after my perfect intro with no interruptions because Michael's a sweet baby angel, they're like, this intro is not it. It's like,
Wait, did we do the full intro right now?
I don't
Kind of?
know.
I don't
You,
know.
I think we did. You called me a man, not liker.
Yep.
That's pretty much
But
it.
you do like men.
I do, well, not like that, but I do like them.
Platonically.
Platonically, I like lots of men platonically.
Somebody said, by the way, I mentioned you. It was one of my old videos about like that men and women can't be friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're like, it's true. There's always something along the way. I was like, well, I'm like good friends with my podcast co-host. And she was like, well, she just hasn't let you know yet. She's married to a woman. She was like, no, I don't know. I've never seen it. So
Ain't nobody gonna be the one, but it certainly ain't you. Like, just get out. Like,
excuse me? What are you trying
I'm a lesbian. You're a 6'5" man. What do you
say?
want
I
from
know.
me?
No, I don't want that. I don't like how mean you were, but I felt that was you didn't have to be make me sound like nobody could desire me. Oh, it's not gonna be you, trust me. If there's a man out there that I would be with, it is definitely not. Have you seen you? Ronald Reagan.
You're very far from a woman, is what I'm saying. You're 6'5".
Read my comment sections. The guys do not fit me.
Soy boy, I'm sorry, Tesco.
I'm not actually offended. For what it's
I
worth, I'm
know, but
not.
now that I think about it, that came out rude, but that's not what I meant. I just meant like it's not. Anyways, that's very obnoxious because even though I'm gay, they're like, well, something. We never
That's
know.
being you never well there was that also happened on the one
Ugh.
about there was a clip of you saying leave me alone when I'm in public and then they were like, oh well, she'll regret it when the guys stop. And I was like,
You're like,
well, I
she's
don't think she
gay.
will. She still likes it. She still it still makes her day, even if she won't admit it,
What? I'll regret not being hit on. Like, I'll
by
regret
men.
not being annoyed. Like, I'll be on my deathbed and be like, oh man, I have not a regret except that I didn't have more older men saying sexual comments towards me in public spaces.
And not leaving me alone as I ask them to please leave me alone.
Oh my God. Oh.
So what are we talking about today,
Yeah,
Reagan?
what are we? It's your video.
I know it's about treating your partner like a kitty cat. Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out
I got
gladly.
some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Advice for you.
No, you don't.
That came off so dickish. I feel like I'm gonna be editing this and being like, Reagan, what the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't think you actually were dickish. I grabbed the breadcrumb of you being of it and turned it into something bigger than it actually was. So you're welcome for that. And then we turn off the podcast, and I just am just sobbing in a ball in the corner.
She said she wouldn't like me.
If she was straight, she wouldn't be attracted to me. Oh.
No! If I said I'm gay, so I'm not attracted to you. Ugh. Damn it. That was rude. I regret that.
Thank you. I
I
appreciate
like little women. You're a big man. That's all I'm saying. Like,
No,
you know
that's
what I
fair. That's
mean?
fair. Were
Damn
you
it.
attracted to like feminine men when you dated men? I mean, not attractive. Like, what men did you seek out when you were dating
Crazy
before you
ones.
knew?
I actually did date very small men, mostly. There was like a couple tall, but the majority of them were my size, and some were thinner than me, for sure.
So you like, yeah, you like pocket-sized guys.
pocket-sized guys. Yeah, I think so. At the time. Now I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, well, that's close enough, I guess.
Emotional pocket-sized men that are funny. That'll do. Well, but I'll tell you, the worst one was the tall one. The worst one by far, the tallest
We
one.
always are.
Anywho,
Before we go ahead, can I go on a tangent about that real quick?
which
There was in
part?
this about tall, the tall
Oh.
thing. There was in the same video online, and it was funny to me that there were guys that were coming after me about, because I had nail polish on the video,
Oh.
and they were like, about your, you know, I'm gonna listen to the feminine soy boy, you know, blah blah blah, about what it takes to be a man, like, and like you would have any idea what women are attracted to. And then in this same one, there were guys that were arguing, you don't know how hard it is, you're 6'5". It's so easy for you to get women. You don't know what it's like when there are women for us that are single that don't fit this standard of beauty in our blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
Wait, which
so
is
which one is
it?
a guy? Pick a side. Pick a side. Is it no woman could ever be attracted to me, or I don't understand what it's like to be unattractive? You can't have it both ways.
It's because it's always projection. It's literally because they don't know you. All they have is this like limited information, you know, which is whatever, 3 minutes of seeing you on screen, and they just project whatever serves their argument or serves their opinion. I told a story. And then this is when, I don't know if you remember this, when they like did my wallpaper upside down and painted my house terrible. Do you remember that? It was horrible. And they like made up an element of the story that didn't happen. Like, this is what happens when you don't do research, which I had. The company had just started to contract out, which they didn't tell. So all the reviews were great because it was for their crew. But then they were contracting stuff out. So, anyways, so people were straight up like fighting to the death over a detail that was not true. They're like, well, it shouldn't matter what you do. She's like, well, she should have done a reach. I was like, I did. But it was like they just fought to the death over a made up story. And I'm like, this is the internet. This is the internet. It's like you
I
just.
didn't I did we're gonna eventually get to the video in this.
We
Did
never
you
get
see
to
the
it.
recently, well, the whole the 17 diapers video?
Oh my God, yeah.
I made a video response to it. I didn't post it because I kind of ADHD'd it up and went all over the place with it. But the fact that it was like, oh, she must be X, she must be
Yep.
this, she must be all these horrible things. And the internet's not a single comment. I scrolled for like thousands of comments. Not a single one was like, why is her husband not throwing away
Hello?
the
Hello? Why doesn't she have help? Why, like,
It was all
no
she, and she
empathy.
was 5 days postpartum.
You're lying.
No, she's 5 days postpartum, and her husband, it turns out, was away on a business trip. So she's home alone with a 5-day-old after having just given birth.
He went on a business trip.
People just giving her shit for being the worst mom and disgusting and filthy for having the, and also, like, newborn diapers are nothing.
There's nothing in, you just change
There's
them
nothing in them.
constantly. Yeah. Oh, the internet. Oh, the internet.
But they just create all the, they nobody asks questions, nobody asks for clarification.
People love to hate on a mom too, specifically.
Oh,
People
especially,
love to hate on a mom.
Any chance to be a perfect parent is great, but especially if it's a chance to be to shame a mom in
Yeah.
the act of it, it's like, oh
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Let me give you some unwanted advice. Let me tell you how great I am. You're like, okay, great.
With my and it's always like, and this is no offense to anybody this might apply to, but it's always new parents who have one very easy child.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I had a guy at my work, one of my acting things. He was saying how his excellent parenting, his wife was the stay-at-home, but he's like, yeah, over one week I got the baby to sleep through the night. It's really not that hard. And I was like, sounds like your baby slept well, because you can't force a baby to sleep.
No,
Like
that's
he was
just, it
saying
either happens.
she just slept. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, there was even a part of me, and I was never that person online. Internally, though, my first two kids were such good sleepers that I did internalize. I was like, wow, killing this parenting thing. We clearly, whatever we're doing. And then our third baby came along to make us question everything about our lives.
Yeah.
We did exactly the same thing with her as we did with our other two. And she's 4 now and has not slept through the night, or like maybe a handful of times throughout her life. And so it's just people like to take credit for thinking they are responsible for every positive thing. And I think that's why oftentimes we just need to shut the hell up online
Well,
about these sort of things.
at least like care about what the person is going through. Like, don't make a judgment before you, like, in this case, she's probably really struggling. She probably hasn't slept. Like, there's so many cases where, like, it's bizarre. People feel more justified judging a mom than a misogynist. Like,
Oh, absolutely.
literally, like, this the bandwagon of the 17 diapers. Which, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's this video where this mom was saying she found 17 diapers in her house that she had to throw away, and the internet crucified her,
Just
or
went,
many people did. And like, there are times like I'll see a mom post a video like that and get absolutely slaughtered, and then I'll post a video about a blatant misogynist, and like, well, we don't know his deal.
Yeah,
What if
whoa. Let's not jump to conclusions here.
you remember the car yeller? And people were like, what if his heart was broken? What if he has PTSD and he's a returning vet? I was like, what are you talking about? He's not, by the way. But I was just like, he's yelling in his car. Like, people are more willing to give a backstory and credit and the benefit of the doubt to a man who's openly being a misogynist or scary than a mom who's struggling. And that's insane.
I always feel like when it comes to like, especially with parenting advice, if they didn't explicitly say, "Hey, do you have any advice about what I can do in this situation?"
Right.
Or, "Hey, can you tell me, is this okay, or should I be worried about it?
Right.
Should I change it?" If they
Right.
didn't explicitly say that,
Yeah.
shut your fucking mouth. Just don't. It 'cause even like, especially with having children, autistic children,
Yeah.
I get. Anytime I share any story, because I personally make it a point, I don't think I should have to share. Oh, just so you know, before I share the story, my daughter's autistic,
Right.
so don't be an asshole in the comments. Right? You can just not be
Right.
an asshole. Like I shared the other day, I shared a story about how my daughter will only eat ham and cheese sandwiches from a specific store. That
Yeah.
one, yeah. And
Rough.
some of the people in the comments were like, you know, you shouldn't be spoiling her that way. What you should do is put the sandwich in front of her, and if she doesn't eat it, she'll get hungry and eat it eventually. And I was like, oh, that's not how autistic brains work. She'll literally starve. Like
Starve.
if I
Yeah.
only feed her stuff that she refuses to eat,
Yeah.
she will not eat, and she'll literally, waste away. And so, and they were like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know she was
Was
autistic." I'm
it
like,
okay before, though?
it had nothing to do with the story. The story
I
was about
know.
me.
It's
That
just
was
like,
just a small detail.
I've had that happen too, and they're like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, but even if I didn't give you that tidbit of information, I had somebody say, well, you should have said that. And I'm
Oh, that gets all the time when it comes
I
up.
was telling like a traumatic story, and they're like, well, you should have opened with that. And I'm like, I don't have to tell you, like, I don't have to tell my
Anything,
story to prevent assholes. You're going to be an asshole anyways. I don't have to format my story. Like, it's my fault you're being an asshole to me. I was like, you know, actually, I think it was the stalking story. I was like, actually, no, he stalked me for 2 years and he was really scary. And they're like, well, I didn't know that. You should have told. I'm like, you're on my page, bro. Like, this is, I did a 10-part series. Sorry you didn't go watch it. But no, it's not on me to put context for you in a story that I'm telling to stop you from being an asshole. Like, maybe just don't say things that are asshole-like.
You can add, and you can even, there's a different way to give advice. Like somebody said, I don't know if you've already tried this, but what we did with my daughter was we bought bags from the restaurant. And like the and did it that way. And I was like, and that's fine.
Right, sure,
I know
whatever.
that wouldn't work with her because it's a texture. It's a very specific thing about where she gets it from
I get it.
And we've even brought I bought bread rolls, like specific like sandwich rolls for
Yeah.
it. And I tried to like it just it's if it's not from the
It
store,
is
it's
what it
not.
is.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But I appreciate someone like say like a genuine like,
Yeah.
oh, hey, have you tried this?
Yeah.
As opposed to, hey, you're a shitty parent. Or whoa, parenting mistake there. If I'm not like if I'm hitting my kid on a video, yeah, talk
Feel
shit to me.
free. Yeah.
Feel free to say that. If I'm doing something that is actually genuinely harming them, not possibly having a consequence of some metaphorical harm later on down the road, but
Sure.
actual harm, by all means, right? If I'm not buckling my kid's seatbelt in the car, right?
Right.
If I'm, something like that, sure. Say something about it because that actually does have real world implications. But if it's something like my daughter likes ham and cheese sandwiches from this restaurant, why do you have to be a dick about it?
Leave me
Why do you have
alone.
to, yeah,
Well,
I guess that's social media. Why are we upset about something we are so embedded into?
people are bored. But speaking of trying to get us back on topic,
Yes, 20 minutes into our podcast, let's talk about the actual theme of the show.
yes, speaking of talking to people in a certain way to elicit a certain response and maybe not doing it the best way, this man has some advice for us on how to talk to our partners. So let's hear him out.
I'm going to teach you one of the best relationship hacks there is, which is to treat your partner like a dog or a cat. I'm Fred. I'm here with Shanti the cat.
Can we pause right there real quick? Just from that first part, if you went to a relationship counselor, like a marriage counselor, and they're like, have you tried treating your wife like a dog or a cat?
I would be out of there so fast. Here's the thing. Anytime anyone tells you that in order for you to treat your partner correctly, you need to treat them like an animal or an inanimate object, I have got to go. I cannot.
It's not even necessarily the effect of this, because I mean, the idea of being treated like a cat sounds pretty great. Belly rubs, little treats. I get to lay out, I get to like just lay out on the couch and do my, like,
No.
it's just, make some butter. Just like that. There's something about, maybe I want to be a, am I a
I
furry?
think you want to be a cat. That's different than, okay, wanting to be a cat and live the life of ease that many cats do is not the same thing as wanting your partner to treat you like a
No, you're
cat.
right. You're right. Do you remember? Sorry, this is my ADHD so overdrive this morning. Oh, do you remember the song? And I dance. I'm a kitty cat. And I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. I'm a kitty cat. I'm just thinking of this.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know why you're singing.
Dance. Yeah, and it does that. That's what it does. That's that.
It's
You
not
okay?
helping.
Hold on. No, I got
Tesco,
this is important.
we've only gotten one line of this video in.
Just want you to listen to it. I want you to see it so you know what I'm talking about.
Cats, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cats, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cats, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, dance, dance.
So just the inside of your brain, 90% of the
That
time.
literally is my brain. That's kind of playing on repeat for a
From Kitty
while.
Cat.
I think our audience will know that reference.
Okay, I'm so glad we went on that tangent. Would you like to listen to any more of the video for the
I
episode?
guess let's hear the real video.
Cool.
You won the best relationship hack.
Uh-oh, I think I saved the wrong one. Oh, damn it! Stop!
I'm Fred. I'm here with Shanti the cat. I've been a relationship saving marriage counselor for over 25 years. Follow me for more. When I was single, one time when I was dating a woman, she said to me, I wish you talked to me and treated me as good as you talked to and treat your cat. I love that cat, and how I talked and treated that cat was me at my best in relationship. I vowed myself from that time forward, I would talk to and treat her and everybody in my life from then on as good as I talked to and treated that cat. Me at my best. Think about who in your life you've talked to and treated your best. Put in the comments, I'll talk and treat all with my best.
I wish you'd talk to me like you talk to your cat. Why don't you look at me the way you look at Princess Wiggles?
It's so bad. I mean, that to me makes me think this person maybe doesn't like other people. Because like if you're treating someone so bad, like I think about like how bad you'd have to treat a woman for her to look at you and be like, "God, why can't you treat me the way you do that damn cat?" Like, what are you doing to this woman? What
Yeah,
have you done to
I do
her?
think if you get to that point in a relationship, it's best to move on. I think it's if they're look longing at your cat, like looking at your cat, like, oh, if only I could find a man.
Those belly
And
rubs.
like I said, not discounting how great that life could be.
Well, I feel like either he hates humans, which fair, or he just really loved that cat. Because like something like it's not like it's not like she was saying like, God, you treat your cat better than you treat me. It sounds like she was like, I wish you treated me the way you treat Mrs. Wiggles. Like, I cannot imagine the circumstances that I would say that to a man.
No.
I think I'd be gone.
Would be more like the last one. You can't even talk to me how you talk to your fucking cat. Slam the
Yes.
door and I'm out of there. Relationship over or hang up the phone.
I'd be leaving, his apartment and be like, damn, he's nicer to the cat than he is to me. All right, pack
Man.
it up. Like, if you have to tell a man to imagine you're their animal for them to treat you well, they're treating you worse than they
They're
treat
treating
their
you worse than,
pet.
yeah.
That man is not for you.
That really is, and this is, may call me old-fashioned,
Oh,
but I
God. Oh,
think
God.
your standard should be to treat your partner better than your pet.
Whoa, hot takes on this
I
podcast.
know, I know. I think, and don't get me wrong, we treat our pets pretty good in our house. But and
Hey.
I don't know, maybe I'm being hypocritical because I do think I'm kind of neck and neck with my dogs for who my wife loves the most in our house.
There are people who treat their pets better than humans.
And that is the thing. I don't think he's talking about like the people that like I get loving it. I love animals, right? I get like how we hold up animals and we treat them wonderful and amazing.
Sure.
If you're a good pet owner, right? I think he's just talking about like it, or at least felt like,
Yeah.
can you at least like acknowledge that you like me?
Right.
At least, yeah.
We had a dog when I was little that we didn't know was territorial until I started getting older and was possessive over my mom, I think. And we were like, oh, we cannot keep this dog. So my dad had, I can't remember if it was a patient or if it was somebody that worked there. I don't remember. But they took the dog in and like fed the dog steak. Like literally this dog, Checkers, was like, see you later, suckers, because I'm living the dream. Anywho, point being, some people do treat their pets like gods or, like royalty. But again, if you are second fiddle to a pet, and they're treating you way worse than a pet. And you have to say to yourself, oh, let me treat other humans like I would my cat. If you have to set that intention in your mind, I feel like something's going on with you.
Well, the last line I think was actually was good, was valid advice that was not about the pet. What did he say? He said, treat others in your life. God, what, can you play the last line again?
Just go.
Think about who in your life you've talked to and treated your best.
Yeah, so like talk to your partner the
Yeah.
way you talk to other people who you treat their best, like who you
Right.
treat nicely. I don't think, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious, hopefully obvious advice. Like if you're getting to the, you should treat your partner like you like them. That's
I just feel like though, like you shouldn't have to like, mentally transpose someone else's head on your partner to treat them with
right,
dignity,
in order
respect,
to
and
understand.
love. You should love them and therefore treat them like that. I think it's weird to have to like think there's somebody else. Like it's a weird parameter to set around a relationship for it to work. Like I feel like you should inherently treat them well. Like th this guy, like I feel like he should. It's almost like a, have you ever heard someone give advice that, or make a video that's way too pointed and you're like, this might be about you. It's like, women are always cheating and they're always telling you smell and you have a too close a relationship with your mom and that when you took their car on Saturday, you didn't put gas in. It's like
You know how women always do
all of them. Like you're like,
that?
oh, that's a very specific thing to you that you're trying to make more universal. I feel like with this guy, it's like, I think you have a very intense relationship with your cat, or you treated your girlfriend terribly. I don't know which.
I also think, and this is, I know this isn't a shared perspective on everything, but I think people, like some of this advice is like saving a marriage, trying to like put a band-aid on a marriage that's already failed. Like
Yeah.
if you're I get nobody wants a divorce. Nobody wants to have to move on. But if you're like at a certain point, maybe that's better than having to like I don't know, like emotionally manipulate yourself into like pretending that they are at the level of your animal
You just
in
see your
order
cat's
to
face on them, that
like,
you're like,
okay,
Mr. Whiskers, Mr. Whiskers.
can you put this little scarf on? Like,
Here's some catnip.
but
Here's some cat.
here, would you like maybe if I buy a little scarf for my wife that I'll be able to like, it'll trigger, it'll be like
Some
a
ears.
device, yeah, then maybe someone will paint the little whiskers on. I just like, if you're at a point where like you're really struggling to like your partner, maybe they're not the one, but like maybe, and I know, like I said, I get it. Having a family, fine, all the things are tied into it. Divorce is a lot harder than you know, that it's not as easy as be like, all right, well, I guess this doesn't work out. It was pleasure,
Peace.
you know, it was a pleasure devoting, you know, 20 years of my life to you. But what are you gonna do? But I don't, I think the, and I'm not a marriage counselor, obviously, so I don't, you know, shockingly. But I don't know. It's just like if I ever got to that part of my relationship, like I don't, why, what are you trying to save? I don't like.
I feel like it's taking a interesting and valid observation and pulling the wrong takeaway from it, right? So it's like, okay, somehow you've noticed you treat your cat or dog better than you treat your partner. That is an observation. That is a valid observation and one that needs attending to, right? There's an underlying issue. I don't think the takeaway is then to say, okay, well, I'm just gonna pretend you're the cat, or I'm gonna treat you like you're the cat, rather than saying, wow, I treat my animal better than I treat my partner. Why? Why is that? Why do I treat my animal better than my partner? Like, is it about my partner? Is it that I'm very fixated on my animal? Is it that I like animals better than people? Like, is it that my animal, a lot of people with dogs, it's like they have undying love, you know? They animals don't say no to you, or dog, I guess cats do, but dogs don't as much. You know, they don't want to, they don't
That's
need
why
to.
men don't like cats, right?
I know. Exactly.
The
That's
whole,
my
yeah.
theory. But it's like they don't need a ton of, verbal. They don't need you to listen to their day. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things
Right.
that an animal doesn't require that a human being in a relationship does. And so it's like if you prefer that relationship to your actual partner, then there's some issues you need to work out.
And I guess to be fair, I think there is what this is a, this isn't the cause of a problem, it's a symptom of an overlying problem of I think there's so many men that don't know how to interact with women, and especially not a romantic in a romantic and a gallant, you know, in a way where you actually care about women. Like you can't, if you're taught your entire life that women are subservient, they are less than, they're not fun, you can't actually, you know, hang out with them, and then you fall in love with one, then you have to like, I maybe, I don't know, give them benefit of the doubt. Is this a type of way you can like train your brain to deprogram the fact that you can actually like women in the same way that you can actually like your dog?
With your dog,
I don't
though, your
know.
cat's
I
like,
don't know.
you have to
I'm
set.
trying to like find a way and not be so negative because I'm,
You
but.
have to set the bar by that standard, like, all right, brain, we're not treating anyone less than we
I
would our
don't
dog,
know.
which I guess like should be everybody's.
Right. That's.
But I think
Yeah.
it's if you have to mentally and purposefully think about that and put that into practice,
Right.
there's an issue. Like, I just shudder to think about if I was in a relationship that I actively noticed how much my partner preferred their animal to me, and then had to articulate that.
Yeah.
And then he had to say, oh, you're right.
Oh, I guess, I mean, I guess I could do that. Do
I
you?
guess I do treat you as subhuman. I guess I don't love on you. I guess I don't care
It's
for you.
almost like I like you're like the dog, and my dog's my wife.
I mean, tell me where the lie is
I
there.
know, but we talk about the bar being so low, and like that's the discussion we're having is trying to find a way where this.
Oh, I'm not trying. You are.
No, I know. I'm trying to find a way where this isn't just so depressing about like
Again, I think there are cat people and dog people who prefer cats and dogs to people, like, and who their top priority is their animal. But like, again, if your partner has to bring it up to you and you're not treating your partner, like, it just makes, how bad are you treating your partner that that would come out of their mouth?
Yeah.
Truly.
Right. No, honestly, it's a different kind of like thing too. Like, it's not like they don't actually want you to treat them like a cat and dog, right? If that's coming up, it's they want you to feel the same love.
Yes.
That, or at least the same kind of affection, kindness, like warmth. That when your dog walks in a room, your face lights up, right? Like, or your cat comes over to you. I'm just thinking about,
like, this guy that's like, his wife comes in, he's like, and then his dog comes in, and he's like, oh my God, that's my love. I mean, that's facts.
That's true.
That happens. That's real life. Yeah. When a wife comes in, the husband doesn't even notice. Dog comes in, he's like, oh, come here. Oh my God, I missed you all day. It's like, Yeah, I mean, again, I stand by that this is a very specific example that this guy took and was like, I'm going to now tell all my clients about this. Like, imagine you're fighting with your wife, you go into therapy or your partner, whatever the case is, and you sit down with this professional and
have you considered?
I hear your troubles, I hear your problems, but have you considered?
Do you have a cat?
Step one, do you have any pets?
Well, do you? Yeah, we have a dog.
Perfect.
You'll get this then. You know how you love your dog and not your wife?
You know. You get you it. Know, she gets it.
You get it. You know how, like, you, like, really love your dog, but you don't, you're kind of like, whatever, but what if you also loved her?
What if you showed her some of that affection and love?
Same thing. What if you actually felt happy to see her in the same way?
God.
And the husband's like,
holy shit. The bar is in hell though, Jessica. Like, the bar is in hell. Like, just imagine being that woman. Like, I just can't. I can't with the idea that, like, there actually has to be that advice. That, or, like, a woman is being treated less than a dog. Like, a woman is shown that little love or affection. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're jealous of the pet, come on. Come on.
I bet the husband wouldn't go on a business trip 5 days after the dog had surgery if it was still.
You know what? Maybe not. Maybe not. You know? People have more sympathy for pets online than people.
Maybe he's on to something. Maybe we're wrong here.
Maybe the bar is this low. Maybe.
The sooner we accept that and we just need to start praising men for the bare minimum of.
Never. Never. I honestly think that, like, that's a good sign. Not like the specific example, but it's a good sign that your partner is treating you poorly is when you see them treating other people well. Yeah. Like, if your partner acts like, you know, comes home and treats you like shit and then says they have no energy to do anything and I'm too tired to do the chores and I'm this, that, or the other thing. And then like, you go out with friends and they become a different person and they're treating other people so much better than you. Like, that is such a red flag. And it's an important red flag that isn't addressed by then imagining, oh, I'll treat you like I treat my dog. You know, it's like, that's an internal issue with the person or they don't value you. But like, I do think it's important to acknowledge, like, it is good to flag these things, probably not the dog part, but like another person. Mm-hmm. If your partner is treating other people better than you and it's noticeable, like, that's something to definitely keep an eye on and address.
And understand what is going on, what is happening.
Yeah.
And it's not that they, you know, you're allowed to have bad days, you know, you're allowed to have bad months. Like, you know, every relationship has like pretty dramatic swings. You don't have to actually have them. But if it is something that is consistent and becomes the norm, then it is something to Putting your little mental checklist that you should probably have some concern about that.
I'm concerned. I'm very concerned. I'm concerned about what other lessons this guy brings to the table.
Like, I know.
Hold on, let's look.
I'm going to teach you how to make your partner treat you with the love and respect that you deserve. I'm Fred. I'm here with Shanti the Cat. I've been a relationship saving marriage counselor for over 25 years. Follow me for more. One time I was volunteering at the daycare center, I've heard a teacher say to a kid, you're screwing up all the time. We got new pastel paints for the school. You already mixed them together and they're murky brown. We got new toys for the skill and you already broke one. Now I'm going to show you how to ride a bike. If you complain even once, I'm going to yank you off the bike and that'll be it for the day. I was shocked at how she was speaking to him. A later time, I heard a different teacher talking to a different child who was the biggest screw-up in the school. She said to this child, there's so many things that you do so well. You make great mud pies. And a new little girl came to the school. She was really shy, really kind to her, made her really feel at ease. There's so many things you do so well. I'm going to teach you how to ride a bicycle, and you'll do as good at that as all those other things you're already so good at. That child learned how to ride a bicycle so quickly. In your relationship, you are likely to get what you give. Put in the comments, I vow to be like the second teacher.
What's interesting is the title to this is Power Move, if your partner treats you like garbage. So does that mean the power move is to treat her like garbage? Like, also, someone call the police on that teacher.
Yeah, fuck that first teacher. I don't think any of that's real, though. I think that's the other aspect. I don't believe this man should be allowed to go in and observe preschools. Why was he there?
I can't
imagine a scenario where this man's like, may I come in and watch your teachers, your children?
His eyes are piercingly blue too. He's got those intense eyeballs, those peepers. Well, it's like, what instance would a teacher, first of all, be saying these things, be like, here's the pastels you messed up. Here's this you messed up. And now I'm going to put you on a bike. And I swear to God, if you complain one time, I'm ripping you off of it.
The underlying, and this is why I struggled so much. My response, I don't know if you saw my video response to this online. It was just, I don't know what to say. Because I don't know how to respond to, because the underlying message isn't terrible. Don't treat people like shit. You know, if you want them to do well, you should treat them with kindness and emphasize the things they do well. I can get behind that. It's just the way it's being delivered.
I just don't understand. Why is it children and animals? Like, why is it not like a peer? Like, why is every relationship advice he's given is like, let's pretend your partner's something else.
I want to know. I bet if you go through there, there's got to be at least a half dozen more about cats.
They're all cat videos.
They're all just, it just really, he's talking about his cat the entire time. What if this guy is a cat? That's why he...
In a cat suit. In a human suit.
He's a cat in a human suit.
Okay, hold on. Listen to this. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Treating strangers.
Most people times treat strangers far better than they treat their partner or their kids. Here's how to break that pattern. Hi, I'm Fred. I'm here with Shanti the cat. I've been a relationship revitalizing marriage counselor for over 25 years. A really important element to consistently make a relationship work better is to have a clear, consistent, unconditional commitment to yourself, how you speak to and treat your partner. Identify who in your life you treated the best, adult, child, or animal. Let that be your model of how you want to treat everybody in your life from now on. I know you can do it, my friend. Put in the comments.
It is the same advice. That's just one advice. And the fact that he introduces every video with his cat, no wonder.
The cat has the license.
Or whatever. Wanted to know. He's like it's, oh my God, it's like Remy from the cook. And,
he looks like he would be a nice person. Like he seems, he's smiling. He has a very nice shirt on. But my issue is like.
I wouldn't want to be left alone in a room with him.
Not with him and his cat. Because I know if something went down in that room and there was a fire or an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that cat's getting saved.
Left. Mm-hmm. That's the thing is, it's like, again, if you have to envision your partner as an animal or as someone else, or like you have to picture your partner as a stranger to treat them better. Like, are we a narcissist? Do we have empathy problems? Like, what is going on that just based off of them being your partner, you should love them. You should enjoy them. Like, why are we having to literally pretend they're something else? What's happening right now? Jessica, what's happening? I'm asking.
Oh, no. I think this is you. This is I do think I think the underlying advice though is like it's there's many reasons to work on a relationship, many reasons to save a you know to try to work through things with your partner, but I just don't think this is it. I don't think this is the way that if you get to the point where you're like, well, I can do my best to treat them like a cat.
Oh my God. Sorry, he used to have long hair and a long beard, and he's really upgraded his setup.
I've been saving relationships and keeping families together for over 45 years. I've been afraid of ageism, age discrimination against me. I was afraid it would hurt my income. I was afraid if people actually knew how old I am and how long I've been saving relationships, would work against me. The picture on my website is 30 years old. I'm about to change. I was saying on my website that I've been in practice for over 20 years, saving relationships and keeping families together. And I've saved hundreds of relationships. True, but misleading. I've saved thousands of relationships and kept thousands of families together. I've been in practice for over 45 years. My wife and I have been happily married, happily together, for over 28 years.
Okay.
I practiced what I teach.
Uh-oh. There it is. After this, he's posting in, like, a button-down, a bright blue button-down. His hair is, like, you know, combed back. He looks like a businessman. And then all these videos before, he has long hair, he's got a beard, and he's wearing like a tie-dye t-shirt. What is going on?
First off, his age had nothing to do with my reaction to it. that is not what I was referring to.
No.
As far as how he looked, yeah.
But he says he uses everything he's telling you to do in his own relationship, so... I think he does.
I believe it.
Treat his wife like the cat.
What if his wife is the cat? I am critical of the point he's making. I'm critical of the idea of it. He doesn't come off to me as like an evil person. He's not like an
Andrew Tate. I don't think so either.
Genuinely think he's trying to help people.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've been so like, I think both of us have been so like hesitant to like go after him, but yeah. There's still just something just.
It's the idea of it. It's the what he's saying.
The notion of what he's saying is, yes. I think, is it can also set people up to stay in relationships where they're not respected and they're not loved,
right.
And they're not valued,
right.
By attempting to manufacture some sort of a value,
right.
Out of the person you're with. And I think that's where I draw the line between like, all right, let's try to rediscover why you fell in love. That's
sure.
different
right.
than let's try to fake being in love. Let's try to fake.
I'll pretend you're my cat.
Mm-hmm. That's a big difference to me.
I think so too. And like, again, I think it's not addressing the actual issue. I think so many times people treat their partners with disrespect or indifference. And they notice that, but they take the wrong like takeaway from it, which in this case, you know, well, just pretend you're my cat. Like, no, you need to think about that. Why don't you like your partner? Mm-hmm. Why don't you treat why do you treat your cat better than your partner? What's going on with that? Because there's something wrong, whether that's within the relationship, whether that's within themselves, there's a reason that that's the case. And we see this all the time where people will recognize a problem and then be like, but what, like, let me do this other thing or let me run away from it. It's like, no, you got to address whatever the core issue is. It's not enough to acknowledge there's a problem. You have to address, well, why is there a problem? What, like, what's going on within you that, you know, which I think especially with men, they don't go the next level a lot of times. I cheat, but I guess that's just my demons. You know, you're like, okay, no, but why do you cheat? Like, why is it okay for you to cheat? Like what, let's go beneath that. Or like, you know, I've known a lot of men who didn't process their emotions and their trauma very well. They'd recognize they had trauma, or they'd recognize, you know, they had like a bad past or whatever, bad relationships. And they'd be like, oh yeah, I'm hurt by that. But then they would never do the work to fix it. They would just be like, oh, well, I have trauma and that's what it is. It's like, okay, but like, how do you heal yourself? How do you get the support you need to feel better so that you don't bring that into your next partnership? Because right. A lot of women were on the other end of that. So it's like, if there is a problem, I'm glad that we found it, but like, let's address the problem. Let's not
right.
start pretending people are cats.
I know we need to wrap up, but I did think of exactly how he would address a guy that didn't understand why cheating is wrong. He would say, you know how if you were out and you were petting another cat and you smell like them and you come home and the cat gets jealous and starts rubbing on you to get their scent back on you? That's how your wife feels when you've been sleeping with another woman. He doesn't like that you came home with another scent on
you. I mean, it's not as bad, obviously. Like what you did, if you do that to your cat, that's much
depending worse. Depending on the cat, that's real. But if you could like take even just a portion of understanding of how upset your cat was and think about how upset it made your wife when you strayed.
Yeah.
Stray. Cat stray. And the husband's like, ice cry. I'm so sorry, honey.
I had no idea
that it was like
Jingles.
Miss Jingles. Mr. Jingles, I think it would be the way Mr. Jingles gets upset at me when I pet other cats. I will never do this again. You've saved.
I didn't realize you had emotions. I didn't realize mm-hmm. you were a person. Honestly, I thought you were a lamp this whole time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked.
You're talking to the cat. Oh, sorry. I didn't
realize. How long has she been in here?
Which one is.
Oh my God. And that's that.
That's that. That was our episode this week.
We're sorry. Totally on point. No tangents. Mm-hmm. Editing this is going to be a delight.
I'm sure it will be.
Oh shit. Well, thank you, my friends, for listening to this week's episode. We're back. Are you leaving again or are you back?
No, I'm back next week. As of now, I am back next week.
Don't set me up for failure, okay? You wouldn't do that to your animals. Don't do it to me.
All right. Oh, okay. I do feel bad about leaving my dogs. So
think of me as
all right.
Reagan, come on. Okay, well, friends, thank you for listening. As you know, we do a pre-show every week on the Patreon, so make sure to check that out. It's always an unhinged time. You can check out our socials. And other than that, we will see you. Oh, you just ripped off those glasses. What was that?
Did you get distracted? I got distracted.
Oh, little kitty. Well, it was just like Clark Kent all of a sudden. He had his glasses on. He just whipped them off and looked intense. I was like, whoa. Anyways, don't worry about us. Everything's fine. And other than that, we will see you next week. Bye.
Dance. Like a kitty cat. Dance. Love you.
Cutting you off. Bye.